Hey, it's Chuck Armstrong with Loudwire Nights, and this is Loudwire Nights On Demand. It is always a lot of fun when Jacoby Shaddix is on the show, especially when we're talking about new music from Papa Roach. This first aired on Wednesday, March 11th. Enjoy. Well, it's been a minute since we've had the chance to hang with tonight's special guest, and man, we've got a lot to catch up on. Jacoby Shaddix of Papa Roach. Brother, thank you so much for being here.
What's good, Chuck? How you living, man?
I'm good, man. Listen, I got no complaints, so I'll take that.
I mean, dude, you can't complain when you got a Metallica pinball machine, dog.
That's right. Yeah. No one wants to listen to me, man.
And you got quite the record collection back there.
Yeah, working on it, man. I got a few Papa Roaches back there too, man.
Yeah. I love putting out that vinyl, man. It's just like so gratifying. And you know, it's like the artwork, it's just so big, and it's just such a vibe, man. I love it. You know, as we celebrate milestones and whatnot, and going and being able to like celebrate the old records, like we put Infest out on a vinyl, and like, yeah, it's cool looking.
Yeah, dude, it's great to be able to hold it, and you know, such a big physical piece of music. I love it.
Yeah, and then you just put it on that player, and then you just put that needle on it, then you go, oh, shit.
That's right, man.
That's me.
Well, listen, dude, last year you had a massive 2025 Rise of the Roach tour with Rise Against, sold out all over the US and Europe, took it to Canada. This year, covering even more ground with Asia and Australia. You're headlining tons of festivals, including Upheaval in Grand Rapids and Rocklahoma, and you know, some of those teeny tiny festivals in Europe too that you're playing. How are you feeling right now, man?
I'm stoked, man. It's like everything I dreamt of and more when I was a young kid, and I just had to pinch myself sometimes. And you know, it's just so cool to like see some of my peers from my era, right? System of a Down crushing it, Korn still crushing it, Deftones playing some of the biggest shows of their career, and us experiencing that same thing. And just grateful that we're still in the game and making an impact, you know, not only with the old music and, you know, fans celebrating the classics. You know, we got stuff that's current, that's popping, and it's been a wild ride for us, you know. And also shout out to Limp Bizkit too, you know, for crushing it all these years. And like, it's just, it's dope.
You pinch yourself. Is it hard to believe that you're here doing this and doing it bigger and bigger than ever?
I would say that the young me would be like, this is what I was meant for, you know? But now that I am where I'm at and experienced the life that I've experienced and the highs and the lows and like the deep, dark, heavy struggles personally and, you know, with the band and in some of our dark moments in our career, like, yeah, I got to pinch myself because not a lot of people make it through to where we are. And I'm just full of gratitude and, you know, also like it's built confidence, I think, in me as a person, as a leader, as a musician, as a writer, to be able to like slug it out through the dark ages. Cause rock seriously went through some dark ages, man. I'd say like maybe around 2010 to 12 and 13, it just was like rugged. Yeah, I mean, we've had a few of those moments in our career where we were just not winning.
How do you hold on to that gratitude?
It's a battle, straight up. I think it's just, it's the medicine. I think that's what I've learned in my life is that, you know, I got to put things in perspective and I have what I call the great forgetter. And it's like each day I just got to like humble myself and get back to the brass tacks and basics of my life. And that puts things in perspective and allows me to have a positive attitude. And I think that having a positive attitude in my life is, even when it's gets real dark, like that's the thing that pulls me through. And I just try to keep shining because, you know, sometimes it just feels super dark and
yeah,
you know, you get hopeless real quick. And then I'm like, hold on, let me put things in perspective and like really look at my life. And I'm like, man, what's not to be grateful for? But like I said, I got that great forgetter and I can become ungrateful real quick.
Yeah.
And so that's why I stay up on it on a regular basis. It's the medicine.
Well, yeah, man. And you know, no doubt over the decades, listeners have connected with that in the music.
Yeah.
And recently too, you know, relatively recently, you know, listeners love, or and fans love how you are so transparent on social media, transparent on the stage, that kind of thing, whether you're giving thanks from the stage or talking about your faith or your great, you know, your gratitude lists on Instagram, all of that. Is that tough for you to sort of listen? You've always opened yourself up in music, like from day one, but is that tough for you to kind of take it to that other level on whether it's on the stage or on social media?
I think it's just my purpose, honestly, is to just be open and vulnerable and honest and real. And, you know, it's the biggest challenge in my life is to like practice all those, like my gratitude and my humility in the smallest circle of my life, with my family, right? With the way that I interact with my wife, I got to check myself, you know, because it's easy to be kind to somebody in a quick moment reaction, hey, what's up, and be friendly. But it's when it's the people that are the closest to you, like, is the true testament of how I live out that gratitude and that positive perspective. And, you know, my wife knows me better than anybody. And she sees me at my ugliest. She sees me, you know, my band members know me at the true me, and they see me in my struggle. And, you know, I do share a lot of my hope, because that's what I'm called to do, is to share my hope and my experience and my strength. But yeah, man, just as positive as I am outwardly, I have this negative, dark self-reflection that I have to battle, right? And it's just what I choose to share with the world. And, you know, as you open up this device and you dive into it and you start to get into the social media platforms, it's like there's so much negativity and there's so much, just there's a lot of darkness. And the way that I choose to like combat that on a public stage is to continue to show like my own personal struggle, my own personal woes, and how I get to the positive and how I can grasp onto that hope, you know. And sharing my faith is important to me. You know, following Christ has been such a pivotal thing for me in my life, and it's such a personal revolution and a personal awakening and enlightening that's just given me hope, you know. And I want to share that with the world. And, you know, and in sharing that too, you know, you get the slings and arrows from, you know, the people that are believers that are like, oh, you're not this enough, you're not that yeah. enough. And I just have to continue to like press forward and like just be faithful and strong and hopeful.
Yeah. And you keep the right people around you too, you know, and I have to imagine, man, and I think we've talked about your friendship with Sonny Sandoval in the past. And,
oh yeah.
You know, when you see guys like that or Head, you know, we've had Head on the show before, and, you know, you can't talk to Head without talking about faith and that kind of thing. And, you know, it's got to help too for you, man, to know, like, I'm not the only guy going through this, absolutely, struggling with this, also trying to do this.
Absolutely. I think it's a good fight, you know, and the more I'm open and honest, the more I realize that I'm not alone in so many ways and in so many avenues of my life, and how just good that feels, you know, yeah. to just be like, I'm not alone on this walk. And, you know, this music is a way for me to connect to people in so many different ways, positively. You know, it's like, I just want to keep trudging that road. And, yeah, man, it's a joyful battle, if that makes sense. You know?
Dude, it totally makes sense, man. And you know, someone listening, whether they believe or not, like that idea of, yeah, that contrast of a joyful battle, like that's life, man. You know, that darkness yeah. inside, that light outside, that hope, that struggle, all of that, like that's life. That's what we all go through.
I was reading some stuff just on like the scientific realm and talking about how a positive, optimistic outlook can like affect your life and your future and your the way that you relate and interact with this world energetically and spiritually. And I just think that's hopeful. Even like I'm learning things about like the language that I speak and the words that I speak over my life. I have to be mindful of that and understand, like, I'm an architect, right? I'm like creating this existence and this experience through word. And I have to be really mindful of what I spit out there into the world. And, you know, is it self-censoring that I'm doing? No, it's like, I'm being cognitive of what I'm putting out there. And I think these things that I continue to try to learn about myself and how I interface with society and the spirit realm and the music world, you know, it's a constant growth for me. And I just find it exciting and intriguing, and I fall flat on my face and then I get back up and I do the right thing and I feel the effects. And yeah, man, it's wild.
Yeah.
I'm rambling.
Not at all, man. I love it, dude. we had Zach Wilde on the show recently, and you know he's a man all about positivity and gratitude too.
Yeah, I love his vibes, man.
And he said, you know, he's like, you know, if you get knocked down, that just means the next day you have the chance to win. And I was totally. Like, man, that's it, dude.
Absolutely. I mean, when it comes down to the brass tacks of it, it's like the people that are out there, like just at least trying and giving it a shot. Like at some point, you're going to have that breakthrough. And, you know, I experienced that in the creative room when I'm in the studio and I'm writing songs with the boys. How many of my ideas get shot down? How many of the things that I pitch and melodies and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, and it gets frustrating. But I'm also like, I know in the back of my mind, I'm going to have that breakthrough eventually. And behind every song that we write, there's like 1,000 failures within that, you know, and sometimes they flow. And sometimes they're a battle to create, but it's just, what else do I got, man?
So, you know, we were talking about just the massive year you had last year, the massive year that's coming up this year. And, you know, young Jacoby would be like, yeah, that's exactly what I was going for. What would young Jacoby say here in this conversation?
Oh, man, I would not be humble about anything. And I would just be like, yeah, I'm the best. You know what I'm saying? P. Roach, we came to win it. You know what I'm saying? But I also feel that like, that's what I think I learned from hip hop music early on, was that like believing in what you were doing and having that self-belief. It was important because when you're against this tsunami wave of no, right, in the world, I had to like have that like almost toxic positivity and that toxic yeah. belief in myself to be able to like withstand the world's no. Nah, you ain't good enough. The record companies, no, you ain't this enough, that enough. And I believed and like in a crazy way. And I'm grateful that I was that way, but I had to like temper that in my life too, because then once I got to that peak, I thought that's just where I was supposed to exist. And I had to eat some humble pie and realize, you know, you can't always be on the top.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I get that, man. So, you know, you think about everything that's coming this year, all the festivals, all the touring across the world. How do you mentally prepare for that? Cause I could see it going, you know, two ways. One, you just get overwhelmed and you kind of shut down and, you know, maybe that darkness gets in, like so much is coming. Or that other side where you're like, I am on top, man. Look at everything that's coming. So how do you prepare for that?
I think I experienced both of those feelings, that overwhelming feeling of like, oh my God, like, can I do this still? Can my body hold up? Can my voice hold up? And then I start to play that tape and, you know, and then I'm like, okay, pause, yeah. Stop tripping. Like, just, you know, every time you get back out there and get into it, it's going to work out. And so literally I was kind of having that like mild freak out about, cause I look at the Google Sheets. I got this Google Sheets in this thing and it's like, oh gosh, whoa, you know? And then I called my vocal coach up. I'm like, listen, man, I got to start training now. So 2 weeks ago, I just got back on doing my weekly sessions with my coach and building my strength and conditioning for my voice. And because, you know, as I get older, it's like, I got to care for this thing even more. You know, it's not like I'm 25 and I'm just like, dude, I'll show up and just rip, you know, I got to prepare for it. And I'm preparing. Right. And I'm putting money in the bank right now. I'm like, all right, cool. Each rehearsal is like money in the bank. So when I get out there on the road, I can cash in on that, you know, and not be like, you know, I would go out on the road. Sometimes I go out on the road and I'm not training beforehand and I'll show up and do the first show and it's ripping. And then the next morning, I'm just like, I'm like, my voice is trashed. And so what I've learned is like, be prepared, put money in the bank so you can cash in on that first week and not just be like behind the bullet the whole tour.
That's right, man. That's right. That's good. And you know, stuff you learn, right? You learn.
Yeah. You go. I got to go physically train. I got to go hit the trails. I got to run, you know? And it's like, I think that I'm inspired by this thing that feels like the sky could fall and it could just crush me. But it's like, I know that if I keep putting in the work, it's not going to.
That's it, man. That's it. Well, listen, you are putting in the work, man, and we've talked about everything coming, but also congrats on this latest track from P. Roach, Wake Up Calling. It's a song we've loved, dude, since day one, and I think it's a song we'll be playing for a long, long time. It's a powerful song, man. Can you take the listeners kind of behind the scenes on this one?
Yeah, man. So, I mean, when we wrote the song, we felt the same way. We were like, there's something special in this, and You know, when we're creating an album, we're looking for pieces to a puzzle. And I think there's like these four lanes of Papa Roach that we always try to put songs into a bucket. You know, there's like the heavy banger, riff, rock, just off the chain type stuff. Like Even If It Kills Me or Kill the Noise, you know, the riffier, heavier. And then there is like the Scars, Help, No Apologies type of lane that is like a little more emotive and emotional and maybe mid-tempo. You know, and I feel that when we wrote Wake Up Calling, it fit into that lane. Yeah. You know, then we got the quirky, oddball, like experimental Papa Roach. And then we got like the hip hop kind of banger Papa Roach. And so we try to like fill those buckets on each record. And when we started working on this one, we just knew it was special. And lyrically, it's about who and what in my life brings me back to life. Who rattles my cage, you know, and my wife is one of those people. She checks me, you know, and she could tell when I'm starting to get off the rails and lose my shit, you know, and she'll check me. And she's been one of those people I'm so grateful for in my life that just keeps it real, you know, and I'm great. I'm so grateful for that relationship because I think we've been sent to each other to be each other's teachers in so many ways. We're so different from each other, you know, and I've experienced this not only with the relationship with my wife, but with my band members, you know what I mean? And them just going, yo, check yourself, homie. And, cause I have this, like I was talking about earlier, like this great forgetter, and I can forget how good my life is. And sometimes I just need to get smack checked to the face. And, you know, Wake Up Calling is a song about that. It's also about my faith and my hope in Christ. I need the Lord. I need my relationship with God to keep me right-sized and to keep me humble, because it keeps me on the right path. And I just, all those things, it's about all those things to me. And I just love that music can be that. It can be this, it's a song about a personal relationship with my wife. It's a song about a relationship with my friends. It's a song about my relationship with Christ. It's a song about, it's this interpersonal dynamic and how, you know, I truly value all those things in my life and how they temper me and make me better and put me in check. And, you know, to be able to realize that sometimes I devise my own demise, like I am the orchestrator of my own destruction. And I have to get humble and realize that and see that there are people that love me and care for me and want the best for me. And I want to nurture and honor those relationships.
That's all good. But I got to say, Orchestrator of My Own Destruction is a pretty badass album title.
Man. Yeah, right. It's true, man. I've definitely been my own worst enemy throughout my life.
Yeah.
You know, that's just real talk. Yeah. And speak of my boo. That's my boo-boo calling me up. Oh, you look so pretty, but I got to call you back. Hold on, I'm doing interviews. She's like, I know. She, her ears were burning right now. She's like, I know you're talking.
That's right. But no, man, I mean, that's all powerful. And you're right, dude. Like the music, like that means so much to you personally. And then when you release it into the world, then, you know, we all connect with it in our own personal ways. And then when we get to the arena or the festival and tens of thousands of people are connecting it with it together, I mean, there's not many things like that.
Yeah. It's so powerful.
Yeah.
And you know, I love to be on that stage and be the bringer of that energy, the conduit, but I also love to be in the crowd and experience that myself. And I enjoy both of those experiences equally. You know, when I go to a show and when my hair on my arm stands up, it's like, there's some kind of connection and there's something in the air that just moves me. I'm looking forward to doing that soon in Australia with the homies down there.
That's it, man. That's it. Well, you know, you mentioned, putting together a Papa Roach album is like putting together a puzzle. So last year you gave us Brain Dead and Even If It Kills Me, and now you've given us Wake Up Calling. A question I'm sure everybody's asking you, but safe to say that these are pieces of the puzzle for the next Papa Roach album?
Absolutely. And I will tell you that the rest of the pieces of the puzzle are just falling into place so perfectly. And this is another, I believe, just smasher of a Papa Roach record. I think that from Crooked Teeth to Who Do You Trust to Ego Trip, I think there's this new life in the band. And I feel like we're just, it's like pulling back a slingshot, and these next few songs and this full length album is something that I feel that Papa Roach fans are going to really love.
Do you think this year is the year that we'll get our hands on it?
That's the goal. That really is the goal. You know, we have a tour in the UK and Europe in November. And so we'd love to be able to have the album finished up. We're working on the album artwork right now. Like we're in the final throes of this thing. I got another, one more studio session to go run into. Tony's got a bunch of drums he's going to record. And, so we're coming into the final touches phase of this album and really just kind of looking for those last little couple puzzle pieces to it. But it's coming together quite well.
We've taken our time on it.
You know, as in between these tours, we just keep coming home and going, okay, cool, let's get in the studio and write. And it's been a different process for us, but it's coming together quite nice.
Well, I was going to say, man, between Ego Trip and this new album, this is the longest it's been between albums in your career. I mean, do you feel that, or is that not?
Absolutely. It's been the longest and I think really I can attribute it to the success of Ego Trip and the moment that we're kind of having in our touring world, you know, getting out there and being able to pack houses like never before. That to me, has kind of stretched this out, you know, the life of, Kill the Noise, right? The beginning of the album, like that song had a long life. And then we had a few more singles, you know, to get to Leave a Light On. And then once we dropped that, it just gave the album a whole nother year of a cycle. And we did a tour with Shinedown that was massive. And then we went and did our own. And so I really have enjoyed celebrating that album for the last few years. It's going to be, it's exciting to, you know, slowly close the door on that and move to the next. But it just seems like it's just a never ending process that we just are in the thick of. And I just want to get it while the getting's good. I want to get it while I'm healthy. I want to get it while I'm passionate. And now is the time.
That's it, man. Jacoby Shaddix, thank you so much for hanging, man.
Hey, Chuck.
It's always such a great, it's always great chatting and catching up, man. Listeners, stay caught up at paparoach.com and all over social media. And we'll keep you updated here on Loudwire. But dude, I can't wait to see you on the road this year. Already making plans for the Upheaval Festival for Rocklahoma.
Yeah. So,
hopefully we can hang again soon. And you know this, man, you're welcome on the show anytime.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Chuck, man. God bless. Have a good one. And rock on, brother.
That wraps up this episode of Loudwire Nights on Demand. Stay caught up with everything happening in the world of rock and metal on the Loudwire app and at loudwire.com.